H-E-L-L.
Great God, the mighty great balls of fire.
That's right. It says, make merry with the joy of God only. But when it comes to worldly music, rock and roll,
plug it out,
anything like that, you have done brought yourself into the world, and you're in the world, and you hadn't come from out of the world, and you're still a sinner. And then you're a sinner, and unless you be saved and born again, and be made as a little child, and walk before God, and be holy. And brother, I mean, you got to be so pure. No sin shall enter there. No sin. For it says no sin. It don't say just a little bit. It says no sin shall enter there. Brother, not one little bit. You got to walk and talk with God to go to heaven. You got to be so good that it's better. I'll tell you what I mean.
Hallelujah.
All right.
You're right.
Now look, Jerry, religious conviction doesn't mean anything resembling extremism. All right. You mean to tell me that you're going to take the Bible, that you're going to take God's Word, and that you're going to revolutionize the whole universe? Now listen, Jesus Christ was sent here by God Almighty.
Right.
Did he convict? Did he save all of the people in the world?
No, but he tried to.
He sure did. Now, wait just a minute. Jesus Christ came into this world. He tolerated man. He didn't preach from one pulpit. He went around and did good.
That's right. He preached everywhere. He preached
everywhere.
On all the land.
That's right.
He preached on the water.
Right.
Now, man, he done everything.
Now,
he healed.
Now, here's the difference.
Are you following those that heal? Like Jesus Christ
did?
Well, it's happening every day.
What do you mean?
The blinded eyes are open.
Jerry.
The lame are made to walk.
Jesus Christ.
The cripple are made
Jesus
to walk.
Jesus Christ, in my opinion, is just as real today as he was when he came into this world.
Right, right. You're so right. You don't know what
to do. I would say more so.
That's
because you see, no, we're going to wait here in a minute. We're going to do something right. But look. Now listen, I'm telling you out of my heart, and I have studied the Bible a little bit.
Well, I have too. I've studied it through and through and through.
But listen, Jerry,
I know what
Jerry, when you think that you can't do good, you're a rock and roll exponent.
You can do good, Mr. Phillips, don't get me wrong.
Wait a minute, now what I mean, I say do good.
You can have a kind heart.
I don't mean.
You can help people.
You can save souls.
No.
You never make it.
How can the devil save souls?
Devil ain't gonna save it.
What are you talking about?
Devil.
I have the devil in me. If I didn't have, I'd be a Christian.
Well, you may have it.
Jesus healed this man. He cast the devil out. The devil says, "Where can I go?" He says, "Can I go into this swine?" Now he said, "Yeah, go into him." Didn't they go into him?
Jerry, the point I'm trying to make is, if you believe what you're seeing, you got no alternative whatsoever.
Mr. Phillip, I don't care. It ain't what you believe. It's what's written in the Bible.
Well, wait a minute. It's what
you
believe.
It's what's there, Mr. Phillips.
No.
It ain't what you believe. It's just what's there.
No, by gosh, if it's not what you believe, then how do you interpret the Bible?
Man,
how do you interpret the Bible if it's not what you believe?
Well, how was it on me?
Well, I mean, there's some people you can't tell them because they don't
know.
That's
good, man.
No, you've got to make Christian.
You can talk.
Now, here's the thing.
You can talk and you can talk.
Here's the thing.